ahead and call to order the Liberty County School Board meeting, board meeting for today, Tuesday, June the 9th. We'll go ahead and start with our prayer and pledge led by Mr. Hayes and Mr. Flowers. Everyone, please stand.
Let me pray. Dear Father, we give you thanks for many blessings and opportunities in life, Father. Give you thanks for much needed rain. Father, we just especially give you thanks to be able to come back and meet together. And thank you that this slowing down a little bit. Be with us and watch over us. We're doing our meeting. Pray we have open hearts and open minds, Father. Pray for each and every person here and families, Father. We ask these things in precious name.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We didn't have any public comments signing in nor emails for this month, so we'll go ahead and move down to the superintendent's report. Mr. David, would you like to go ahead and start with that tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I can. And I just three or four things here to make mention to the board. As you can see, we are in the process of moving from the old district offices up here, and it's a job, let me tell you. Everybody's worked real hard. Ms. Lynn, I don't think, has slept in a week trying to get our internet and all that stuff, but it's been down the last couple of days. Phones been real peaceful around here, but no communication. But anyhow, we think we got the internet back up as of this evening. But if you've tried to call and, you know, couldn't get through, that's that. But making progress. We're going to have a fantastic facility once everything's done. It may take a while to get it all done, but it's going to be very, very nice. This morning I had a meeting with the emergency management. The conversation revolved around the shelters for the hurricane season. You know, we've already had three named storms, I think, luckily didn't do much damage, a lot of rain. But we were talking about several things. One, where it would be located. We talked about animals because that was an issue at the last one, last time we had a shelter. A variety of things. Ms. Rhonda is trying to get, as far as the animals go, we're talking not about service animals. They are guaranteed inside. But those are the comfort animals and those Fido and all that stuff. I think about bringing my hounds up here. But those dogs that weren't covered under service, she's trying to get some money to buy a portable trailer type thing, if you will, that will house like 25 canines. That's out in the future. May or may not get it. Didn't have a representative from the county there to speak on their behalf. I'm hoping at the next meeting that we will have somebody from the county to talk about, you know, the shared responsibility that we do have. We all know that as a school, and especially under special facilities, we are to provide a shelter within our school. That's part of our funding. We all know that. Nobody's got a problem with that. We did have issue. I did have an issue. And I think most of us here, we had issues with animals and the questions that they're, you know, as far as the cleanliness, who's going to pay to watch them, who cleans up after them, and a lot of these different things. As of this meeting, we decided that, one, we would keep the shelter at Toler, at least until the new high school. I think once the new high school is built, they'll probably want to move it up here. And two, that we would not house any animals, that they would be sent over to Childs High School. That's where they would be. And I think at one time that was our designated place that we sent all of our animals, was Childs High School. So no animals down at Toler. If you remember, they were housed in the back of the gymnasium. They were actually stacked up on top of each other. I think they had 20, there were 20 cages that were provided by the emergency management. They were filled up in a hurry. A lot of folks were turned away, couldn't bring them because there was no, they had to keep them in their cars and stuff, I think. But we all know how dear animals are to our people, and I'm not making light of that at all. But we want some kind of perimeter and some kind of a plan procedure for animals, because more and more of them are showing up. There's probably 35 that we wouldn't take because there's nowhere to put them. Didn't have any cages to put them in. Those folks were furious. They were mad. After the evacuation, the dogs at the top, they made out good, but the ones at the bottom, they didn't make out so good. So we had a lot of mad people about that. So we're trying to bring some organization to the whole the whole situation, messy situation. But that was generally how the meeting went today. More meetings are scheduled. We'll have another one, I think, the end of next week. We'll be there. We had emergency management, Red Cross, a representative from the Tallahassee over there with emergency management over in the state level. But much to do still. But we want to serve our people, of course, and deal with their needs as best we can. So kind of ongoing about that. And it is ongoing. Our summer school program, of course, is ongoing. We've got 21st Century. I'm surprised we're not maxed out. I thought first day would be maxed, but I think of Hosford, there were some around 50% or they were much less than maxed. But it could have creeped up now this week. I haven't checked on it. But I think it's residue from the COVID fears that we have. We've got to deal with those. One of the things that I've told my staff that we've got to start working on, and we've got several from other districts, so it's not like we're having to start from zero, as far as how will school look like when we start back. So we're beginning to work on that and putting together, and we'll have a plan for y'all to take a look at going forward. We're hoping that our numbers continue to go down, hopefully, or at least stay where they're at. I think we're at two-something. How many COVID cases positive? Do y'all know? It's 200 and something.
218 or something.
Okay. It's been there for a while. We can look for them to make go up a few more, but we're trying to all these summer programs. We got conditioning going on out here at the gym with Greg, with Coach Jordan, and also softball, baseball stuff going on. We're trying to encourage them and reinforce. Let's follow all COVID standards. You know, we're trying to do everything we can and be realistic as well. I was in a conversation with the commissioner the other day, and he said, we all understand that you can't start school back and honor every COVID
CDC.
There's no way y'all can do that. We know that. So we're trying to always use common sense and protect ourselves and still have school. Give these kids an experience. I mean, educate them. Our next board meeting, y'all, will be the 30th of this month, June 30th. 5:30 right here if nothing happens. And that'll be the meeting that we recommend back all of our personnel, administrators, everything will be at that June 30 meeting. And remember, we have three budget meetings in July?
Two.
And then the regular meeting or just two?
Two, that includes the regular meeting.
Okay, we have only two in July. We'll be forthcoming with those dates, but definitely by the next meeting. So just pencil in June 30. Excuse me?
I'll send it out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Ahead of what I just said, yeah, she'll be sending out the dates. Many of them are set by the state, y'all know the times and all those things go with that. Let's see. I don't have anything else on mine right now. If something does come to me, I may ask a little later on to step back in. But right now, Ms. Tina, that covers me.
Okay, thank you. Moving along to additions and corrections to the agenda, I need a motion for item A to do additions and corrections to consent items 7G and 7I. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Good.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, addition correction to action item AE. AF and 8E, 8F, and 8G. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty.
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 5A, motion to approve the agenda for June 9th, 2020 with the additions and corrections. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 6A, motion to approve the May 12th, 2020 regular board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Good.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7, consent items. Motion to approve principals' reports for May 2020, financial statements for May 2020, bills and payroll for May 2020. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, motion to approve the June 9th, 2020 personnel consent table. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, motion to approve the revised sales tax resolution. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, motion to approve the bus/van routes for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Any others? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry. We had four.
Four.
Four to one. Okay. Motion carries. Item E, motion to approve advertising the approved bus routes in the Calhoun Liberty Journal. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, motion to approve out-of-field teachers. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, motion to approve the following data entry and guidance staff for summer employment to be paid from Supplemental Academic Improvement Grant.
Motion.
Thank you. Motion by Mr. Petty, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, motion to approve the following summer tech hours for Stacy Vowell, Heather Richter, and Leticia Strickland. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, which had an addition and correction to it, motion to approve the recommendation to hire Misty Sizemore as a certified teacher for third grade summer reading instructor at W.R. Toller, K-8, Monday through Thursday at $22 an hour, 5 hours per day, effective June 8th through July 20th. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have
second.
A second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Ma'am.
Motion. Yep.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I was a little quick. Before we go into the action items, I was supposed to let Kyle say a few words about the construction. I forgot him.
Okay.
Would you be open to let
sure.
him say? He may have fried chicken going at the house.
So item 7I was approved, so we'll start back at action items 8.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah.
But I usually cover him at the beginning. Just give us a good overall update.
Well, I think the first thing I probably need to do is tell y'all that we'll be ready on time. That's the question.
You can sit down now. That's all I wanted you to say.
I know.
I wanted to hear.
That's the question we get a lot, and I know there's a lot. You drive by, and you know everybody's on the inside working, but we are on schedule. Obviously, the rain doesn't help with the outside work. The ROTC is really what's taking the hit. You know, we dig up under that building, and then we essentially created a pond. So we're working through it. It's not. I'm not alarming you. I'm just telling you that's our obstacle right now is ROTC. It's a very large order to get that building moved. And I think we did a good job on the first half, and it's all in place. It's there. We're in and out of that building now. So.
Cal, the second half that is going to be moved, do you expect it to be harder than the first? Or?
No, it's a little shorter, so it should be. You know, we've got the digging done. We know the route. We've got it done. So I feel like it's going to be the learning curve we've passed. So I feel like we're going to be okay. For the most part, and some of y'all have been in the school, but just to give you an update on the inside, since you haven't seen it, all the classrooms are finished. ACs are on, the carpet's down, the base is in. I mean, it's done. marker boards on the walls. It's, the door's closed, it's ready to go. So the gym is done, all the sports equipment's in. The only thing left to do in the gym is the wood floor, and it'll be here Monday. So we're gonna start on that. Building 400, which is the cafeteria, the gym, the library, all that stuff, AC's on, flooring's in, all the kitchen equipment's in, the coolers are in, everything's running. Anytime you guys want to come by, just call and come by if you want to take a look at it, or we can do it collectively. But if y'all are ever interested and you want to come, I do have sidewalks, so we won't get muddy. But we're working down towards administration right now, getting finishes done in there, fixing to put flooring in the main corridors. Wood doors are in. You know, there's a lot going on inside that building, and we've been blessed not to be impacted by the COVID stuff, and we've taken all the precautions. Obviously, we're probably as vulnerable as anybody on that job site. I've got guys coming from 3 or 4 states on a weekly basis, so we've made sure that we keep track of, and we do read temperatures every morning. I mean, you'd be surprised what we go through to keep ourselves protected. OSHA keeps an eye on that. We got a bunch of good guys out there. They're working 7 days a week. I just left them over there. They're still working. So there's a good bit of work left to do, obviously, but it's very doable. And we're going to continue to push forward. And I think everybody's going to be very happy with it when it's done.
I see what was happening last night. Y'all locked them in. They can't get out.
They can get out. I just don't want people getting lost in there, getting stuck.
Yeah, I've seen about 3 trucks. They drive from one gate to the other.
We got some guys that are from out of town and are staying in hotels, and they're just trying to eliminate the need to stay for a couple hours the next day. So you're seeing some of that. Some guys, we had some guys on Sunday that were working. I got a guy from Ohio putting basketball. A guy and his wife. It's just too blows my mind. You know, but that's what they do, and they're very proficient at it. But when they come, they got to stay until it's done. So
as far as security, is that just locking the gates? Is that security?
That's right. Now we are putting hardware on the door, so the school is to the point where we're fixed to be able to lock it down in the next week.
Good deal.
Lock the doors and close it up. So AC's running in there. It feels great. We haven't put flooring in the corridors just because we're using those to get from A to B, but that's coming. We're going to start on flooring Thursday in the classroom wing, and then start kind of closing off buildings as we go. 400's a week and a half, and nobody needs to be in there. 300 where the classrooms are, administration's 2 weeks away, and, you know, and I know we've only got, you know, August is coming, but we're doing good, and we got a lot of good help out there that are helping push through. So I think you guys are going to be, and girls are going to be very, very happy with it. I am. I'm doing Marshall.
Any question for Kyle there while we got him? All right.
I got one question. I know I called you last week about Toller and the extra carpet on that. Is it 500 wing that don't have it?
500. The 500 building is the only building that we have.
Can you share with them what you shared with me, or what the plans are to have enough to do that? And the
well, we have enough to probably do one or the other. I told you we didn't know how much square footage we have. I think we've got in the neighborhood of 5,000 to 6,000 square feet. I don't know anything about 500 as far as I've not measured it. I don't know how big that building is. I don't know if that's going to get us. If we were to do 500, if everybody agrees that we want to do that and we're going to do 500, I don't know that we've got enough to go do the administration at the 100 building. We did 100 classrooms. So we've essentially, including the gym, we've recarpeted all the areas where the students go. That was the main focus, was those areas. And so what's left is, I believe, the front office and then the building you're talking about.
And the offices that in the classroom?
There's the teachers have their own office, but most of those offices are so full of stuff. There's, you know, that's going to be a project to get in there and do that. And that carpet is not in the shape
that the classroom.
That's right. I mean, we're dealing with 20-year-old carpet. And
right.
So it's really a blessing that, not the storm, but just the opportunity to be able to put that school back where it is right now. I don't know if y'all seen it, but it looks really good.
It's pretty.
And
it's pretty.
It's nice to be able to go and have
smells good too.
New floors. It doesn't have wrinkles in it, something like that.
I would just like us to see if we get, because there's going to be kids in that building too.
Yes, sir.
So if I'd rather see that done, and then whatever we got to do to have the front office done.
And I'm here to help. Whatever y'all decide to do, I'm here to help.
That building's not near about as shape as the rest of them was.
Yeah.
Not even close.
I missed that.
I said that building is not near as bad a shape as the rest of them was.
Yeah, because that building came after.
Yeah, I mean, we've all went in and looked, Mr. Daniel, myself.
Did it have any water damage from before? Has it ever, never had any kind of flood?
Nothing damage from the storms. I mean, the air conditioners leak. All of them do.
Yeah.
You know, that's everywhere. But
when the insurance adjusters came through, and of course we did not even, you know, we didn't try to tell them what to do and what not to do. They inspected every room at Toller. And, you know, and that's what they told us, that it did not meet muster as far as replacing the carpet. Now, we can make an opinion about whether it needs replacing or not. This is what I propose that we do, that we do keep it on our radar, and it, as money becomes available. We have so many outstanding debts right now that we've got to come up with some money that we will seriously look at it.
I'm just saying, but if you got the carpet, might as well use it. But,
yeah.
Because we don't have anywhere else for it to go. No, and it matches the other. I'm just saying, if you got the carpet,
we bought a lot of carpet. Yeah. Why we ended up with some extra. Right. Basically, it was a closeout color, and we bought.
Right. We'd be out for labor. That'd be all. We'll look at it. And see about it.
We bought a batch of it, buying batches. Like right now, we're trying to get some for the boardroom to, in the same batch as the high school, so you can interchange it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You do as much as that as you can, and it works at every school.
That's right.
So we're trying to do that now as well. But we bought the whole batch. Mm. Because you won't be able to get it later on if you do have to replace some of it. You got to keep extra on hand. Just because we got it, we don't need to use it all. Because you know, one of the custodians told me they already placed some because there was red Kool-Aid spilled on some of it. And then, but they can get it up, they do it right, and then there was tomato left on some of it. Eat up, and that acid's going to eat it up. Ain't nothing you can do about that. So you do not want to use every bit of it.
But we do know it's a concern, and we will use good judgment there.
And we'll do whatever you guys decide to do. I help you any way I can. I got, you know, until this one's done, and then I go to Tallahassee for a job, but I'll be more than happy to help. You know, regardless if we're here, I'm here. I live here, so
there
I'll be
good.
Here. And Culpepper will help you any way we can. I think we've done that today. We'll continue to do that.
We count on some more help down the road, too.
Uh-huh.
We're counting on some more down the road. I hope y'all ain't quit helping.
Is that it? We good?
Yep. Okay. Anybody else?
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate
you. Thank you, Mr.
Rogers. Sorry about forgetting you. Thank you, Tina.
No, I'm sorry.
All right. Action items 8A, motion to approve summer extended school year ESE contract for speech, language, and pathological services. Kara Alford, do I have a motion?
Motion. Second.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, motion to approve summer extended school year ESE contract for speech, language, and pathological services. Britt Day, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Moore, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, motion to approve extended school year ESE contract for Myla Walquist for physical therapy services. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, motion to approve ESE extended school year contract for occupational therapy services for Tessa Byler. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second by Mr. Hayes? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, motion to approve recommendation to hire Christy Herndon, certified teacher, for ESY. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, motion to approve recommendation to hire ESE teachers for ESY, April Faircloth and Anita Agan. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, motion to approve recommendation to hire paraprofessional for ESY, Jana Huntley. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris.
Second
by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and McPherson Pest Control Company for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Hall Septic Service for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item J, motion to approve the agreement and resolutions for PAEC membership services for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item K, motion to approve the agreement between Liberty County School Board and PAEC for virtual school for the 2020-2021 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item L, motion to approve July ESY contract for Tessa Byler. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item M, a motion to approve July ESY contract for Specialized Education Associates, LLC. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item N, motion to approve July ESY contract for Psychological and Educational Consultants, PLLC, Brian Bowman. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item O, motion to approve the July contract for Kara Alford for the ESE extended school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item P, motion to approve the July contract for Britt Day for summer ESY Speech-Language Pathologist Services. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item Q, motion to approve July contract for Myla Walkless for summer ESY for ESE contract for Physical Therapist Services. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item R, motion to approve Frontline Education, formerly Acelify, letter of agreement. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item S, motion to approve consulting agreement between the Liberty County School District and Donna Spirica, PhD. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item T, motion to approve the addendum to the dual enrollment articulation agreement with Chipola College. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Good.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item U, approve risk management resolution with PAEC. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Morris. Any discussion?
I was talking to Pat the other day. He said that it's kind of rare, but it looks like our rates may go down a little bit this year. So that's good news for us anytime we're saving money.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Any
opposed? Motion carries. Item V, motion to approve the TSA consulting contract between PAEC, Liberty County School District, and TSA for consulting services. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any board member items tonight?
I got three, Madam Chair. First, if we any report on FEMA money, have we been able to get?
We do not have anything yet. No status.
We've checked with our consultants that were helping us through the FEMA process.
Right.
And Sheila, what did they tell us?
They do not know at this time. It's FEMA.
It's FEMA, right.
And, yes. But she was hoping by June 30th, but we haven't heard.
If and when they do pay us, it's going to be in the area of?
Around 250.
Around 250.
The first trial.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know when yet.
Yeah. Second thing, week before last, our Foster School Historic Committee, we put an application in, and it came before the State Board in Tallahassee. They met through Zoom, and so I participated in that. Judge Hoster participated in that through the Zoom thing, and so they had a bunch of projects to try to approve or not approve. And typically, if you make it to that process, you're in pretty good shape. That's about the third screening. They kind of weed them out. They have about five or six that they go through. So anyway, Hoster School was approved. There was some good discussion about the school and the gym, and they were pretty blown away at the pictures. The guy that came over, Andrew Waber, took a bunch of pictures, and then he had me take some more to send in. But they were extremely pleased, and I bragged on the board and the school district. I said, we've done a great job over the years, always since 1937, taking care of those buildings because we have to use them. It's the only gym we have. And so they were really blown away at the gym, how pretty that was, but also admit they loved the windows and the whole building and all. And of course, they know that some of that had to be replaced over the years, but they were very impressed. So now the final stage of that, which typically what we're being told is kind of a shoe-in, is it goes before the National Park Service. And if you can make it to that level, it's usually a good kind of end. But that's not happened yet, but that's what we're anticipating. But from that, it will open the door for us for grant money, anything that we need for that on-campus thing. And still, the board will have full responsibility for, you know, maintenance and any kind of planning, changes, repairs, all that kind of stuff. But it sure gives us a designation there that will protect it after we're all dead and gone from somebody tearing it down. The third thing, y'all had asked at the last board meeting for me to bring a report back from the Liberty Foundation on the field house. I talked with Jackson, what was that, yesterday? I talked to Donnie Redd, I talked to Hugh Black, and as far as the money that's on hand right now, if you remember, there were some pavers. There were some rooms that you could buy some designations for, but right now they've got about $11,600 in the account, plus about $500 or $600 in a PayPal account. I talked with Donnie earlier, and so that money is representative of what's been already purchased. So, for example, and I don't know what that price breakdown is, so Jackson and I talked, the committee really needs to meet again. You know, by every May 1st or so, corporations in the state of Florida have to file their annual report or there's a name for that, I can't think of what it is. But anyway, that lists your corporate officers and all that. So that's been your articles, you have to do that, you're filing every year. But they've extended that through June 30th. So Jackson and I talked about possibly maybe that committee can get together. There's some people that's been on the committee that I think want to roll off or let somebody else leave. Some that said they'll continue if need be, but probably need to, in order to file that, if we need to have an organizational meeting or an annual meeting of that. From what I understand, and this is a question that comes up, is, you know, who's responsible for the fundraising for that stuff. Really, the foundation, and Jackson, correct me if I'm wrong, foundation was more the fiduciary side of this, for people to be able to make donations and get, you know, it's a tax-exempt thing. So that right there is they're not, I guess, charged with the fundraising. Some group, sometimes somewhere, needs to be able to do that, to continue that. One of the things that has come up before is you know, what can we do to help finish that? You know, one of the things I was thinking, and it came up at one of our board meetings, was whatever money we were going, you know, had collected from Hosford School for the gym, was to maybe put that towards the field house. I don't even know if that's...
It's not available.
Is it not available? Where was it spent?
Well, originally we had set aside $100,000 for our softball facility.
Right.
As of today, we have spent $372,999, and we have even started on the field house. So
3 cents on the softball complex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at another $250,000. We've got to have some serious discussions about this, which we will forthcoming.
Okay.
But that's and when I say the money's gone, that's where.
And I still think it's a, you know, it's a, and I'm just throwing that out because that was a suggestion that was made in one of the meetings. But one of the things is, you know, how we can really kind of get back on the bandwagon of promoting that, and hopefully we can get some people come up and want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
We've had some interest. We got that much money. Yeah. It's going to obviously take a lot more money.
I've had a conversation with Chuck about it. He's looking into, you know, yeah, providing us some assistance too. So we got feelers out there.
Sure.
We want to finish.
Great,
we all want
to finish.
I mean, we all want it finished. Yeah. That's part of the breadbasket of our sports program.
Right.
We're trying to get it going again.
So that's what I guess we'll meet with the foundation committee, and then we'll report back on that.
Mr. Pitt, that's one thing that we've all met on. We got to determine if we want it usable, how far do we want to, how much money we want to spend, how far we want to go.
What can we afford?
Stain the flooring and just use concrete everywhere, do the pavers out front, like, you know, they...
And you want to say how much you can use it without necessarily maybe putting all that other stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and...
What's the minimums we can do at this point?
Right, that's sure. usable step one, definitely.
Right. One of the main important things that's fixing to be focused on, and I thought Mr. Rogers would say it, the board, the school district has got to decide, what are we going to do to that RTC building? Are we going to keep the same 10? I know in the original plans was to put the same 10 on it to make it look just like the other one. Redo the flooring to make it look, are we going to do that? And if we are, where's the money coming from? Because that was not in the budget. So that's a big decision.
As we get closer to the end and we start talking about the contingency fund that has been set aside, I don't even know how much it is. Or is it gone? Is there anything left? You know, any construction, they always put aside a certain amount for finish up. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll be something we can tap into. None of us know it right now.
We put it all in the footers.
Right,
remember that?
Yeah, a bunch of quarters.
Yeah.
That's right, I remember that. It's like a million years ago.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's something that's...
But we'll have to just...
If that's going to be finished on first day of school, we got to decide, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, do we need to meet before June 30th to discuss that and have a plan?
We just... The biggest thing is we don't know where the money's at. That's what we got. You know, if Culpepper can narrow it, like Mr. Summer said, narrow it down.
They don't even know yet. They don't even know yet.
I got you.
Are we going to use money from somewhere else, you know? That's got to be decided. What do we want to do to that?
Have we got plenty on the other part, the other part of the school, other than the JRTC building?
Yes, sir. You're talking about money to finish it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's
the budget there. Yeah.
But the question is, like when Ms. Hall first started, there was money left over from hospital budget. We don't know if we're going to have any left over to do the RTC, do the softball field house, finish the football field house. That's where Mr. Chuck's wanting to look at and see what's still there.
What kind of time frame as far as obviously he's looking, but what time are we?
But we have done.
He'd like to get about 90% finished. That's what the last thing I heard. You know, know.
That's the thing.
But that's coming quick. That's in 2 or 3 weeks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, I heard Mr. Rogers say, you know, they'll be finished around to the vocational wing within 2 weeks. So, you know, that's the majority of it done.
As soon as we get whether we need to sit down and conference about that, we'll set up something. It could be the next board meeting before we have all these details together. I'm not sure.
We
need to have a conversation with Kyle.
We're trying to do this as quickly. But, you know, like the roof can be done after the fact.
Right.
But the flooring really needs to be done.
It's got a roof.
It's got a roof. But the flooring, if we're going to do the flooring, you know, it needs to be done.
Talking about field houses? Yeah.
No, I'm talking about that's another thing, just like you were talking about. We bought a whole batch of that material because they was doing away with it. We got it at $1.50 a square foot, which is cheap. And we bought the whole batch of everything they had. So, you know, that's another situation leaning into that. And I'm trying to buy the same batch now to do some work up here for y'all.
We stretch thin, but we eventually we'll get it done.
Culpepper doing the work up here?
Yes, sir. Well, let me rephrase that.
No, assistant?
They assisting us on it.
Right.
The bills will be directly to us to save their markup. They are willing to do that for us.
Gotcha.
They're not charging us their roughly 15%.
Right. They've been good to us.
Yes.
Sure have.
They're very good to us.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all I got.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Does anybody else have anything?
I just got it ain't much. We took the chain link fence down in front of Oxford School over there. That looks a whole lot better, I'm gonna tell you. But then we got the little kiddie playground. I know there's probably nowhere else to put it over there. Right there on the corner of Highway 20 and 65. Today, I had several people mention to me, maybe could we put some blinders? It probably ain't gonna make it, it wouldn't make it safer if a car, a truck tried to drive through it, but their fear is, oh, somebody could just ride by and see my young man out there shooting. You know, do I think that ever happened here? Probably not, but it is a fear people got. Them kids playing right there on the corner of that. Something to think about.
Like a screen.
Yeah,
like a baseball field.
No, ones that's woven into the chain link fence.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
It's actual individual little panels that you slide in the fence.
Yeah.
Like Randy said, around privacy fence around pools.
Yeah.
A lot of chain link fences has it like that.
Yeah, playground was purchased with pre-K dollars, and I was over a couple times during the year. We were trying to find a place big enough to put it closer to pre-K because older kids were using it, a lot of damage to the equipment. We could not determine a place that was big enough and safe enough to put it. Land is a premium on Hofstra campus.
Yeah.
But James, that is a concern, and I share it with you. We all do as far as safety goes. We'll look into that. The best thing, we could move it closer, but we looked and there was no place we could put it.
Yeah.
But at the very least, we can do something of that nature.
Yeah. But taking the chain link fence out, I think about the work. Quite a bit, I can tell you.
Good deal.
That's good. Thank y'all. That's pretty much all I got right now.
Thank you, James. Anybody else? I just have a question. I know y'all spoke over a conference call or Zoom or something with the city. Were y'all able to discuss and come together with some information? Okay.
And here's what happened from the get-go. We needed an 8-inch line with architects, engineers, and all. I figured out that the 6-inch they had running down to the football sprinkler system would work. We had already purchased the meter and all. They was going to charge us a tap-in fee, of course, but that was already in Culpepper's contract, so really all of that ended up having to run 180 foot of pipes off.
Okay.
You see those meters out there.
So my main concern was just everybody to get together and be on the same page.
Everybody's happy.
Okay.
Mr. Chubb and actually paid the company that's working for the city to do it.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am, it's done and hooked up. Border's already been tested.
Okay.
Got pressure there.
All right. James, thank you for sitting in for me on that evening. That's all I had.
Yeah.
So if nobody else has anything, I'll entertain a motion and a second to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Petty. Meeting adjourned.